Okay, we are in record mode, and I think I heard a male voice there trying to introduce themselves. Who was that?
Ron McGeehee.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the call. Good to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've had a few other dings as well. Who else has come on board?
This is Mary from Kansas.
Hi, Mary. Great to have Mary Rossfield.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. How about that for name recognition?
Wonderful, Tim. I recognize yours, too.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. Good to have you on the call here also.
Thank you.
So we just had Kathy's sister, Carol Toothman, just came in. And Carol is a crystal executive with Isagenics. And so she's gotten to one star and working on two star right now. But her daughter, Erin, just got featured on a post. Kimberly Autry just posted Erin's before and after picture. I don't think she knew that Erin was my niece. And so what great timing that was. That post came out, then they came to the door, and Erin, I tell you, I about dropped my jaw. She looked so good, I couldn't believe it. And she's been on Isagenics, and she does a one-day cleanse every week. So that's her trick to the whole thing. And then I like two-day cleanses. I'm a two-day cleanse guy. I just got through with 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so, as you most of you well know, I'm preaching to the choir here, but that shake the day after is a two-day cleanse. That's a good-tasting thing. I'll tell you what, I saved my chocolate mint for that, so that was awesome this morning. And anyway, you know, it's just so great to see lives changed everywhere. What's going to happen with you guys is you build your business bigger and bigger and bigger, then you're going to see more of your business branching out beyond your control. And that goodness that you have set in motion is a pay it forward move. And so it begins with one person. You hopefully get them on the products where they take the products consistently, have a great experience on the products. That's key to building this business. And so people that come into our business, they think one of two things. They think that we're just going to be product users and I'm not going to build a business, or they think I'm really interested in the income aspect of this and the products are not all that important. So I had a guy today that was a little bit that way, and he was real interested in the business, loved the tax advantages of our type of business, loved the idea of residual income, loved the idea of growing income, loved the idea of willable income, loved the idea that his food would be tax deductible from here on out. And those ideas are incredibly great ideas. But I told him, and I've told him this is the third time I've told him, we enrolled him today, we took his enrollment today with a value pack. But I told him, he said, so what do I need to do? I said, well, I've told you several times now, and I don't want to appear like a stuck record, but I'm telling you that the most important thing that you can do is have a great product experience yourself. That means that you want to get on the products and take them exactly as they're meant to be used. We all know that there's some leeway in that, but I don't want to stress the leeway. I want to stress you being disciplined on these products, and let's make sure. I think you want to lose 30 pounds. Is that correct? He said, yeah, it's about 30 pounds. And I said, that's great. And when somebody says 30 pounds, it usually means about 45. So we wanted to make sure that, for me, that was the case. I thought I had X amount of pounds to lose, but it was a lot more than what I thought. And so I'm sure you're probably the same way. You thought, well, I just need to lose 10 pounds, or I just need to lose 20 pounds. So whatever it is, it's usually about 10 to 15 more pounds than what a brand new person is thinking. And so I told him, I said, now you know what's going to happen. Two things are going to happen when you lose that weight. Number one, you're going to either have to buy a brand new wardrobe, or you're going to fit in clothes that you hadn't fit in a long, long time. And I said, the other thing is that everybody and his dog is going to want to know what you're doing, and they're going to naturally want to be a part of the program and get on the products themselves. And so be ready for that. But it all stems from you being a product of the product. If you're not going to be a product of the product, then not much is going to happen in your business. It's going to be a pretty tepid business at best. So I just want to make sure you understand that starting off. And so if you notice, that's a pretty strong entry when you tell somebody that three times how important it is to do this business. And what I've learned with people is they don't know what to expect. So it is up to us to display their expectations or to project their expectations for them and what I'm expecting from him and what he should expect from himself. And so I would say that there are several things that associates need to learn in this business to be effective leaders in this business. And I would say what I experienced, and I've done this myself, but I think many of you probably will raise your hand when I talk about this, is so many associates rely too much on their prospects' decisions, on their whims, on their concerns, on their comments, that they forget that this is my business. Now, let me say that another way. I hope you're here. I hope you're getting what I'm saying right here. This is your business. You need to run it like a business. You need to talk to other people like it is your business, not like you're catering to that person, if that makes sense to you. So here's the thing I want you to write down. I want you to write down, number one, take control. Take control. Now, the gentleman that I enrolled today, and I'll give you a great example of taking control. I enrolled a new associate today with a value pack. We got a little bit of noise in the background. If we could get everybody to be on mute until we ask for comments and that kind of thing, just a teeny bit of noise. I'd appreciate you putting yourself on mute there. I thank you for that. So we enrolled him with a value pack, and I will tell you that when I enrolled him, I did not ask him what flavor shakes he wants. Now, this is going to sound like the worst thing you could ever hear, but I'm telling you, this is the way I run the business. I didn't ask what flavor shakes he wants. I didn't ask what flavor snacks he wants. I didn't ask what flavor bars he wants. And why is that? Because he knows nothing about this business. He knows nothing about our products. He did get a goodies pack. But what I am doing is putting a mix of products together on my experience and my knowledge of this business for him, and he will be fine with that. I know what flavors most people like, and I know that flavors is not that big an issue in the grand scheme of things. Now, I hope you're hearing what I'm saying here. Most people agonize over this idea of flavors. Oh, we've got to cater to them just perfectly, and we've got to get the exact right ice of delights for them and that kind of thing. So here's what I know. I know that people need to take the products, and they need to learn to adapt to the flavors. Every flavor we have is great. Eventually, they will gravitate towards certain flavors, and that's fine, no problem. But until they've tried the entire range of flavors, they're not going to know which one to order. In fact, it really doesn't matter at all. Their palates
Ken, this is Lori. I lost you.
Okay. Did everybody else lose me? Anybody else? Take yourself off mute if you can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, everybody else hearing me through the whole time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Lori's calling somebody. So, Lori, you might want to dial back in. You might have a bad connection there. So, anyway.
Now we lost you.
Really? Can you hear me now?
Are you hearing?
Now you're back.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, sorry about that. It may be my phone then. Who knows? But that sort of interrupts my flow of thought there. But okay, let's go back to that point there. The palates will adapt, and you need to train people to get their palates to adapt and quit making it a big scene about what flavors they're going to get. So I hope you're following on this. Here's what I'm telling you. I'm directing the ship. I'm driving the car. It's up to them to get in the passenger seat and go with me. When you get so concerned about what your product or your prospect thinks, you abdicate control of your business, and you also tend to lose your leadership. So the point is to take charge, take control, be kind, find out what they want to accomplish, and move them into customer status as quickly as you possibly can. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I hope you're hearing me, number one. So number one is take control. Number two is be more assertive. Be more assertive. It's much in line with what we're saying with take control, but be more assertive. That may mean more to you than just take control. Prospects are looking for a leader. They know nothing about our business. They want to be led, and they should be led correctly. They're going to respond to your excitement in the prospect phase and in the new associate or new customer phase. They're going to respond to your enthusiasm, and although you don't want to always to overly hype, be hypey or salesy, you do need to understand that I'm taking charge of the situation and let them know subtly that they need to make a decision, and a no is perfectly fine as far as I'm concerned. So I am giving that posture off when I am talking to somebody. I'm not some hoity-toity or greater than thou or better than thou or that kind of thing like that. But I'm really not concerned with their response. I'm leading them to a certain destination, and that destination is getting them started on the products. And so that's where I'm going. So anytime they want to get out of the passenger seat and jump out the car, that's fine. So this is a fine art in doing this and learning how to be assertive, learning how to be a firm leader, and knowing where you're going. So you don't want to come across overly aggressive, but there needs to be the element of, hey, let's make a decision, yes or no. No is a perfectly fine decision, but let's move on with the program here. I don't have time to coddle people, and I'm not here trying to be some authoritarian type guy. I'm here to be friendly and fun, but we're moving in a direction that I know where we're going. The prospect has no clue. Now, most of them know that they're going to buy something, and that's not a problem. But we want to find out what they want to accomplish. The guy says 30 pounds. I say, great. You want to start with a value pack? He said, yes, that's the pack I want to start with. I said, great. We're going to get you on the weight loss value pack product. That's your product. I'm going to order it for you when your products come in. Now, this is before them saying yes that they want to do it. I use this language all the time. When your product comes in, now notice that assumption right there. When your product comes in, I want you to call me, and we're going to have an open-the-box call. You can call it an open-the-box party, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to go over every single ingredient in that box so that you're very clear on how to use it. So will you promise to call me? Now, I haven't even got a yes that they're going forward yet. Notice how the assumption is with that language and talking to them. They say, yes, absolutely. I said, well, all I need is some information in order to set your account up. You'll be a customer to begin with. And so first thing is your address. What is your address? And bam, it flows every time. It's 95% of the time. We move right into going ahead and setting them up. So be more assertive. Prospects are looking for a leader. You are the leader. You are in that role. They are expecting you to be in that role. And so you can be enthusiastic, you can be excited, but you need to take the helm and take charge of the situation and be that leader that person's looking for. If you're having trouble bringing people across the line, it's because you're not leading them across the line. So number two is be more assertive. Number three is personal development. Number three is personal development. If you're avoiding personal development, I want to encourage you to not do that. I want you to get consistent about reading a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day. I read personally about an hour to an hour and a half every single morning. I'm reading all kind of different materials, all kind of great things that are just wonderful for me thinking in the morning, getting my brain active, putting two and two together, making calculations, making strategies for the day, getting my thoughts clear. I'm learning who I am. When you say personal development, you're learning who you are. So you cannot avoid that. You will never rise in business higher than your own personal development. So the personal development comes first. It is absolutely crucial to you becoming a better person, a better leader, a stronger leader, and you're more in tune with yourself. You're personally developing. You're finding out who you are. You're understanding who you are and how things are working in your brain, because you really don't know what you don't know until you get involved in materials that challenge you and open up your thinking. So personal development training helps you find the fine line in between of being, like we talked about, being more assertive, being kind. So those seem like two different things, but they can actually be the same thing. They can go hand in hand, being kind, being gentle, and being assertive at the same time. Most people think it's either or. Well, it's not. You can be both. So the sweet spot of leadership, you want to write that language down there, the sweet spot of leadership, where you are the man or you are the woman, where you are their friend, where you are their leader, and you're doing this with them or without them. They understand that, and that's and without being too haughty or being too rough. They need to understand that we're doing this with them or without them. So see how you juxtapose. It's a tension between being too much one way and too much the other way. It's somewhere in between. It's a sweet spot. Personal development helps you find the sweet spot of being a leader and being a very effective leader. It's like honing a golf swing. If you played golf before, which I play a lot of golf, there's a lot of moving parts in golf. It's a very difficult game, and you'll get better with practice. You'll get better at being a leader with practice. You'll get better observing other people's golf swings, people that are making good contact with the ball. The ball is going somewhat where they want it to go. Some of you have golfed before, you know that's few and far between a lot of times. If the ball goes where you want it to go, leadership's the same thing. You want the process to go where you want it to go. You can do that by observing other leaders. That's why three-way calls here are so profoundly important and powerful in your leadership growth, is to hear me handle or somebody else handle other people, prospects or new associates, or even somebody that's been in the business a long time. How do we talk? What do we talk about? What's our tone? What is our posture? What are we saying? What is the verbiage? And so you're taking away fine points of improvement for yourself when you're listening in on other people. When I got started in Isagenics the first year and a half, I was on the phone with Jay all the time, Jay Bennett, and I was taking mental notes. I was taking written notes. I was observing how Jay handled many, many, many questions, objections, situations, weird things that happened on calls, how he set me up to tell my story, how he massaged the whole conversation. Was just masterful. And that doesn't come by just talking to a person here and a person there, one or two people every month or something like that. You got to do it a lot. You got to talk to a lot of people. If you're learning how to play golf, you better swing that club a lot. And that's what we do in this business too. So find points of improvement. Personal development also gives you confidence. It gives you seriousness. A lot of people really dilly-dally with this business. They just sort of waffle on it. They're just sort of in, they're sort of out, they're sort of not doing it. They don't even know what they're doing. And so personal development gives you confidence, honing in on a target, and seriousness about your future and coming to grips with yourself. You're having dialogue with yourself. You're saying, Tim, are you serious about this or not? And you're having to come to Jesus meeting with yourself. And you guys need to do that with yourself. You say, am I really serious about it? Ask yourself, am I really serious, self, with this business, or am I not? And what do I need to do to get serious about this business? Well, personal development will help you. It'll give you scenarios. It'll talk about other people's stories. It will talk about the truth that comes out of those various scenarios that are posted in books and different podcasts and that kind of thing. So it'll give you the traits that leaders exude without even saying a word. So if you'll notice that some people carry themselves as leaders, they don't even have to say a word, and you can just sense their leadership presence in the room. And then when they do say a word, their words are on point, they are concise, and they are meaningful. And it doesn't mean they're ultra serious. There can be joy in that discussion. There can be fun in that discussion. But there's also a firmness with a leader that's on point and it's meaningful. And then number five and finally is events. Events. Here's what I know about people in this business. And we just hit about 21,450 people on our team here. And I don't say that to brag. It's a lot of people. And so you have a lot of conversations and you get to know all kind of different personality types. And that's one of the serendipities of this business, that you can do that, that you do learn. I learn from every single person that I bring in the business. Sometimes it's what not to do. And a lot of times it is what to do. And I see a trait that I see in a person, it might be transparency. And I go, man, that is a great trait that person has. I need to be more transparent. Well, that person comes across and you just know that there's integrity with that person. And why is that? What are they doing to make me sense their integrity? So I'm asking about that. And integrity-filled people attract big teams. When your integrity exudes beyond your words, just the way you carry yourself, man, you've got a good thing going. And that's something you want to strive for. You want to think about things like that. So events. Here's what I would say, and this is pretty profound and philosophical, but it's real true. You really don't know what you don't know. We all agree with that. You really don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you need to build this business. You don't know what you need to improve on until you go to an event. Because something's going to be said at that event that is going to be a life-changing moment for you. You're going to hear something, and it's going to click for you, and it's going to be so different. You've never processed a thought like that before, and you didn't know that you needed that thought. But you're going to hear a Delray Messer get up in front of the room, Dr. Delray Messer, and say something, and it may be in between sentences and just sort of an aside comment, and you go, oh, my God, you're kidding. And that is the truth that I needed to incorporate into my business that I did not know that I needed. Now, I'm the same way. I'm not saying this derogatorily toward my listening audience here. I'm saying this for all of us. I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I need. I don't know what I need to improve on until I go to an event. And I'll tell you that every single event I've gone to has added to my leadership ability. And you will see the same thing. Every event you go to, you don't know how excited you can be. You don't know that you're not excited. And when you go to an event, all of a sudden you have this excitement well up in you that becomes so profound, and you go, oh, my God, I've never felt like this in maybe years or never. And so you don't know how strong you can be until you go to an event. All of a sudden you feel that strength inside you, and you feel, man, I believe I can do this. I didn't think I really could do it. I was just sort of, you know, dusting the edges here, just thinking, oh, man, wouldn't that be sort of nice if I rubbed this crystal ball and something might happen, just magical. And then you realize, no, that strength resides in me, and I can be stronger, and I can be a leader of people, and I can go out and build this business, and I can go through the frustration and the disappointment of building a business. By the way, any business that you build, you're going to experience frustration, opposition, disappointment, the negatives that come with building, doing anything great, that's going to happen. If you learn how to play a musical instrument, it's not going to come naturally to you unless you're, you know, a prodigy of some sort. Some people are, but for the most part, it is just diligent work. And you don't know how good you can be on that instrument until you spend time with it. Well, you don't know how great a leader here or how big a team you can build until you get the strength that the events give you. And you don't know how deep your belief can be until you go to an event. And I'll tell you, you don't know how convicted you can be until you go to an event. Conviction is absolutely a necessity to do something great. And to build a big business here at Isagenics, it's going to take some conviction, and it's going to take some belief, and it's going to take some strength, and it's going to take some excitement. And you're going to need to know what you don't know. And you're going to need to know what you need, and you're going to need to know what you need to improve on, and that all comes at the event. And, man, you're going to get that excitement that goes on, that mutual excitement. You're going to see people that are freaking out, excited in this event, and you realize it's okay to do that. In the normal corporate world, it's so sterile. It's so rigid. It's so non-exciting. It's just day by day. Get through the day. Well, this is different. This is the kind of thing that it's okay to say, hey, I am excited. I am tremendously excited about this, and it's genuine. It's not me making it up. It's not some kind of exaggerated excitement that I've manufactured. It is because I am really excited. I saw somebody on stage go across the stage, and I knew that if that person could do this, then I can do this. And so those are the things that we need in this business that I see that, and I will say one more thing about events. There are a lot of people that decide not to go to the events. They make excuses, they rationalize, they come up with any common thing that they can think of. For instance, well, it's going to cost too much, or I really don't have the money for that, or the time away from kids, or the time away from this, or time away from job, whatever it is. It's real easy to come up with those excuses. The same resourcefulness that it takes to get you to an event that you have to muster, that you have to resourcefully come up with, that same resourcefulness is the exact same resourcefulness that it takes to build this business. And if you can't figure out how to go to an event, you're probably not going to figure out how to build this business. So the positive side is if you can figure out a way to get to the events, then you can probably figure out a way to get to the next level of rank advancement here, the next level of income, the next level of residual income, the next level that you want to be at, the next vacation that you really want to take that you've never taken before, the next car that you really need to be in instead of that old clunker that's breaking down, the next house that you need to be in, the next furniture that you need, the next bed that you want to buy, the next whatever it is. And so you know you can do that when you go to the event, because you know that resourcefulness is something that God has given us. He has given us the resourcefulness to do whatever it is we put our minds to do in Jesus' name to do that. Then you can do that, and the strength will come from within and from above. And the next thing that you want to accomplish, let's do that. Let's just make the decision to do that. You'll make decisions at events that you won't make sitting at home. You're not going to sit in front of the TV and make a decision. I'll just tell you that right now. I'm not. And I will make a decision at an event when all I'm thinking about is Isagenix. All I'm thinking about is who is the next person I'm going to talk to. What's the next person that could really come in here and we could help them change their health? We could help them change their financial situation. Who is that person and when am I going to call them? When am I going to pick up the phone? Well, it's probably going to be on the break at the event. I'm so fired up I can't see straight. And so I'm going to call that person and I say, have you heard of Isagenix? And that person says, no, I haven't heard of Isagenix. What is that? I said, well, we're the world leader in cellular toxin reduction. And what that means is that people are getting healthy, they're getting energized, they're losing weight, they're feeling better than they felt in decades, and they're changing their lives. Are you at your computer? So those are the two questions I ask all the time. I say, have you heard of Isagenix? And are you at your computer? And about 4 out of 5 times they are at their computer. And I say, I want you to go to isamovie.com, isamovie.com. And let me ask you a question. You see those five categories right there. Which one of those appeals to you most? And the person says, well, wealth creation does. I say, well, click that link on. And I want you to watch that while I'm on the phone with you and put your phone on speaker so I can hear the words in there. And look how I'm taking charge of that event. I'm taking control. I'm being assertive. I've done that because I've done plenty of personal development. I just came out of an event or I'm at an event and I've got my psyche is wired up and I'm fired up and I want to help people. And so that's how things happen in our business. All right, guys. So if you want to take your phone off of mute, and I would love to hear some comments on what you've heard on tonight's call. We are a team. You're as much a leader on this team as I am, and it's important that your voice be heard also. And so who would like to come out on the call and make a comment or two?
This is Tooney.
Hey, Tooney. Thanks for stepping up.
Well, the events are important, and every time I went, I just have to tear up and cry because I get excited. I love the stories with the people up there that are telling them, and it just gets me all fired up to get to getting it.
Well, and it is. That's an important thing that you're bringing up. There's an emotional component there that we need to experience, and if we don't get emotional about our business, then how are we going to treat it? We're going to treat it like a stepchild. So we get emotional about it. We're going to treat it with love and feed our business. And I think what you're bringing up there, Tooney, is a very important point. I do, too. I tear up all the time. Man, especially the Isobody Challenge. Oh, my God.
Right, right. Yeah, especially that girl that had lost 400 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the whole crowd is wiping their tears out of their eyes. And what a transformation that was. Well, Tony, thank you, and I'll see you here in Dallas coming up real soon.
I'll be there.
That's great. And who else do we have on the line? Speak up.
Sharon.
Come on out. I can't tell who it is.
Tim, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat, come on out.
Well, I was just going to say, I loved what you said about when you're helping or getting ready to order for someone, just to say, you know, be assertive, and then just say, hey, you know what, I know what you need. I'll get it ordered for you.
Yeah, because they don't know. They don't know what flavors they like, and for them to guess which flavors they're going to like, I mean, it's so much better. Just, look, get these products and take these products. And you don't like chocolate, try the chocolate. About the third time you try it, you're going to fall in love with it because our palates, they adapt. So, and you know what? It doesn't. That order process doesn't draw out for 45 minutes. That order process is quick, man. I need your address. I need your email. I need your phone number. I need your credit card number. I need your billing address on the credit card number. What's the security code on there? That's great. Now, you're going to call me. It's going to come in. Let's see. We ordered it today, so Friday, Monday, probably Tuesday, and I want you to call me. Will you promise to call me? Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. We're going to talk when your box comes in.
Okay. Awesome.
Good. Thanks for picking that out, Pat. That is an important point. Got time for one or two more.
Hey, this is Mary. I took so many notes. I just want to say I'm not a golfer, but I used to be a horse trainer, and your points on number four, to be kind, assertive, and leadership, and that sweet spot, you don't ask your horse if they want to go over that fence. You know what they can do. You know what you can do, and you convey that confidence, and you move forward, and you're going over the fence, period.
That is awesome.
Yeah, you pick up the reins. You don't kind of pick them up and then let them loose. You just pick them up and establish that contact, and you move forward and you go. I just love this business. I love all the metaphors that just are an easy link between how we move forward in life, how we move forward in business, how we move forward on the golf course, how we move forward in relationship, how we move forward on horseback. I mean, it is all the same. How we move forward as prayerful warriors and intentional servants. This is just an excellent call. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your addition here. Really, really good metaphor with the horse. You don't ask that horse what you want to do. If you do, if you let the horse lead you, you don't know where you're going.
Lost. Yeah.
You're lost. And probably bucked off there, I would imagine. So. Yeah, good point. Great, Mary. Thank you so much. Got time for one last one here. Who wants to be it?
This is Sharon. Tim.
Hi. Come on out here.
I just wanted to say one thing about events. Last spring, at a Super Saturday, I can't put my finger on the exact thing that did it for me, but it was what gave me that absolute conviction to move forward with confidence with this business. So just the power of the events is so amazing, so critical in building this business.
And before you went to that event, you weren't saying, oh, my conviction level needs to be deeper.
No, not really. I didn't know what I needed, obviously.
Right.
Just useful. Yeah.
But you
so
hit that point. That is powerful. That's a powerful testimonial, Sharon. That's very good. Thank you so much for all of your comments at the end there. Just really, really good. Thanks for stepping up. That's leadership in and of itself. I really appreciate that and admire that. This will be up probably on timdarnell.org. I would say mid-morning tomorrow, somewhere like that. So, guys, thank you so much for being on this call. I love you. God bless you. Let's build this thing big. Let's become the best leaders that we can possibly be. You guys have a fantastic night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything.